All right, we can get started. Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. And good afternoon to brothers and sisters online. We're happy to see another day of victory for the Lord, that we can gather here together to witness 5 more brothers and sisters to baptize into his name. And to start the meeting, let's have the heart ready so that we can refresh ourselves, refresh our mind with this hymn, "Since Jesus Came Into My Heart." What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul for which long I have sought since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy hold my soul like the sea billows roar. Since Jesus came into my heart. I have ceased from my wandering and going astray since Jesus came into my heart. And my sins, which were many, are all washed away since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Was of joy. For my soul like the sea billows roar. Soon Jesus came into my heart. I'm possessed of a hope that is steadfast and sure. Soon Jesus came into my heart. And of dark clouds of doubt, I am glad that's here. Soon Jesus came into my heart. Soul like the sea billows roar. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. And the gates of the city beyond I can see. Since Jesus came into my heart. I shall go there to dwell in a city I know, since Jesus came into my heart. And I'm happy, so happy, as long will I go, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Lots of joy, oh my soul. Like the sea billows roar, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart, we might all wonder when, how long ago it was for a lot of us. Maybe it's decades, maybe it's several years, or maybe it's today. No matter when it started, we know that he lives in me now and forever. The sins were washed away, as we see in stanza 2. And no dark clouds of doubt obscure my pathway. Instead, there is light in me now, in my soul, and a hope that's steadfast and pure. Isn't that joyful?
by just thinking about these facts. Now he lives in us. Praise the Lord that he has made a wonderful change, as the first stanza says, in our lives. And we will march onward firmly on this heavenly path with floods of joy over our soul. So that's what this song is telling about our life, about the joy that we have gained since Jesus came into my heart. Let's sing this hymn one more time, but we'll sing stanza 3, 4, and 5.
Down on my path of tears, Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart, there's light in the valley of death not for me, since Jesus came into my heart. And the gates of the city beyond I can see, since Jesus came into my heart. Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea shall go there to dwell in that city I know, since Jesus came into my heart. And I'm happy, so happy, as long will I go, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart.
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for calling us out of darkness and into the light. Lord, we also want to thank you for becoming our Savior, who we can trust in to the eternity. Ever since you came into my life, Lord, I no longer live, but you live in me. And not only that, but the joy of yours flows in me, Lord, and flows out of me so that the world may see I belong to you and you have made a great and wonderful change in my life, Lord. Lord, we want to sing praises to you, Lord, and we also want to thank you. We thank you for this afternoon when we can gather here all together to witness the baptism of 5 more brothers and sisters, and also to hear their testimony so that we may know that you have loved us. You have shown us the mercy and your grace, Lord. Lord, we pray that you'll be with us here this afternoon. And we also pray that your name be glorified and your heart be satisfied. Thank you, Lord. In your most precious name, I pray.
Amen.
Next, we will have the meaning of baptism shared. So that's Brother Elliot.
Okay.
Okay, so welcome, brothers and sisters, family and friend. Today, we are here to witness the baptism of five brothers and sisters. This is something wonderful that is happening today. And so we want to understand what is the meaning and what is the significance of baptism. What are we seeing today? Because it's very important for all of us to know. And so this morning, we will share from Acts chapter 8. It's a familiar story to many of us. And we know that the context of this passage is that there is this Ethiopian eunuch who went to Jerusalem to worship. And so we see this God-fearing Ethiopian. But in his heart, there was a question. Who was this suffering servant that was prophesied in Isaiah 53? He went to Jerusalem because that's where the experts were. That was where the teachers of the law, the Pharisees, they were all there. But none of them could answer that question. And so this puzzled man then returned back home. And the Lord saw there is this seeking heart. And so the Holy Spirit directed Philip to go and meet with this man. And so this is the verses we will read from here, beginning from verse 35. So Philip opened his mouth and beginning at the scripture preached Jesus to him. Now as they went down the road, they came to some water. The eunuch said, "See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?" Then Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And then verse 38, so he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. Now, when they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. So here, we can see several aspects of baptism. So number one, something wonderful occurred in the life of the Ethiopian eunuch in this short time that Philip was with him. Something occurred in the heart of this Ethiopian eunuch. There was that inward change that occurred first. He heard Jesus from Philip, and by revelation, by the Holy Spirit, he saw this man that was prophesied in Isaiah 53 is indeed our Lord Jesus. And so this prophecy that was so puzzling to him now was made clear. He saw it is fulfilled in the person of our Lord Jesus. Our Lord Jesus is the Lamb of God. And he believed in his heart that Jesus is the Messiah, and he received Jesus as his Lord and Savior. And so in his heart, there's that inward salvation of God. Now from that inward, that then comes the outward testimony, and that's the second part. So he said, "I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And so it is very important we notice this order here. First, from the inside, there's that change of heart. He believed in his heart. And then there is that outward testimony, that outward confession that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So this is then there is baptism that occurs afterwards. So we have to note, because this is very important, the inward, the outward, and then what we will witness today, baptism. So we can say baptism is a glorious testimony to an inward experience of the salvation of God. And so this is what we are here to witness today. From each of these brothers and sisters, you will hear testimonies. The Lord is good. He has done something wonderful in their lives. He has changed their lives. But that always begins from the inside. And then as they listen to the Holy Spirit, and as they obey the leading of the Holy Spirit, they, out of them comes that life that lived for the Lord. And out of that comes testimony. And so just like the Ethiopian eunuch, when he said, "Look here, there is water." And so the Ethiopian eunuch and Philip went into that water, and Philip baptized the eunuch. And so here today, we are also have brothers who will baptize these brothers and sisters into the name of our Lord Jesus. So the water of baptism is more than a ritual. It is more than symbolism. It is, there is something wonderful about this water of baptism. in Romans chapter 6, verse 3 to 5, it talks about that we are identified with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. And so by that salvation of our Lord Jesus, we have all been placed in Christ. And so when our Lord Jesus was crucified 2,000 years ago, so too are we crucified with Christ. And as we see the brothers and sisters go into the water of baptism, that shows they have been buried with Christ. But thank the Lord, that is not it. We will still pick you up from the water. So you're not just remaining in the water, but out of it, you come out of the water. And so too, as you come out of the water, we too are to walk in that newness of life. And so when we talk about these things, this identification in the death and burial and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus, it may seem very high. It may seem this is beyond us. But the good thing is, if we listen to the Lord, he will work out all these details in your life and in my life too. And so before we begin with the testimonies, I want to encourage all of you, you know, just like how the Ethiopian eunuch went afterwards, he went out full of joy. And we know too that this joy is not a temporary joy, but it's that inward joy of the Holy Spirit. And so too, as you listen to the Lord, as you listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, may he bring you into that fullness of joy. So may the Lord bless each and every one of you. And so now we will turn it back to Jeffrey.
Next, we will invite five brothers and sisters to come up and then share their testimony. So the first one will have Sister Xiaohe.
Dear brothers and
sisters, good afternoon.
感谢所有在我信主的道路上一直为我祷告的人。
Thank you for all those who have been praying for me.
我的中文名字叫肖赫。
My Chinese name is 肖赫。
我的英文名叫 Annie。
My English name is Annie.
今天在这里我要做见证，见证主是又真又活的主。
Today I would like to testify that Lord is the true and living God.
真的保守着我的主。
Who truly protects me.
感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise the Lord.
今天我这个蒙恩的罪人能站在这里受到主的满满的恩典。
Today the sinner like me saved by grace can stand here.
我以前是一个瞎眼在世界奔波忙碌的人。
I used to be a blind running around this world.
起初在我信主的道路上一直徘徊在主的门外。
At the very beginning, I was wandering around outside the door.
大家会问为什么徘徊？因为我一直在等一个契机，或者说一个神迹。
People may ask why I was wandering. That's because I have been waiting for this moment of miracle.
我父母大家也都知道是虔诚的信徒，至少我是这样认为的。
As you know, my parents are devout Christians. At least I think so.
在他们对我的引导中多次提到有要靠近主，要在主的带领下靠着主的心意去做，这些话我有听过。
In the midst of their leading, it was mentioned multiple times about coming near to the Lord and under his guidance doing things according to his will.
但是主是怎样引导和带领这个方面，我一直保持良好的静观其变的状态。
But I always took the approach of wait and see for the appearing of the miracle and its leading and protecting.
神迹显现，带领我，保守我，听着很奇幻，也有些许的期待和盼望。
It might sound unreal, but it was also an expectation and a hope.
带着这些期许，我过着小日子还不错，过着小日子还不错的生活。直到在有些大事件上，对，才反问自己，这些功是巧合，还是真的有得到主的保守。
With such hope, I lived a relatively comfortable life. Until many major events happened recently, I started to question myself, are these coincidence?
是巧合吗？每一次好好祷告与主交通后，事情就会有转角。
Is it real coincidence? It seemed like things have turned around every time I pray to the Lord.
No, 不，事实证明是主真心有在我心里做工作。
No, the truth is that Lord did work in me.
每一次，在过去两年里发生了几件对我来说是大事件，可能对其他姊妹来讲是不是很重要。
In the past 2 years, I experienced several major events. Even though to some sisters, they might not be so important.
但对我来讲，是坚信是上天的主在叫我回家，让我在这个门外徘徊的浪子回到主的面前来。
But to me, it was faith that Lord called me home. He wanted me, the wandering prodigal son, to return to him.
下面我简述一下两件事情。
I will have a brief sharing.
第一件事。
2020
年三月，美国纽约疫情爆发。很不幸，我赶的第一波新冠肺炎。
In March 2020, New York had the COVID outbreak. Unfortunately, I was caught in the first wave of the infection.
但是我自己是不知道感染的新冠肺炎。
But I did not know back then that I contracted COVID.
我生病了，没有让家里人知道，因为我知道。跟家里人讲，也只是多了一些人担心，又不能解决任何问题。
I was sick, but did not let my family know, because it would only get more people worried and not solve anything.
当我生病时，我的家庭医生也没有确切的说明我得了新冠肺炎。
When I was sick, my family doctor did not confirm my COVID case.
他怕我生病乱投医，跑到医院去会更严重。
He was afraid that it would get worse if I received treatment before knowing what it was.
所以一直有与我每天通一次话，确保平安。
So he called me every day just to check in and make sure I was okay.
在起初，因为纽约疫情相当的严重，所以所有的药物都有短缺。
In the beginning, New York was in a serious situation that there all the drugs were in shortage.
我跑了很多家药房，都没有开到我的药。
I tried many pharmacies, but did not get the prescription filled.
在承受着身体上的痛苦，我默默地向主祷告，祷告主可以保守我，保守我找到可以让我好起来的方法。
While suffering from my the body pains, I deliberately prayed to the Lord, praying that He will protect me and find me a way of recovery.
在祷告中，我把我自己放下，放在主的面前，我说
：“I laid on myself in prayer before the Lord. I said,
主啊，如果你觉得我这么年轻就上去见你，有点可惜的话。”那就留我在世间久一点。
Lord, if you think it's a loss for me to see you in heaven at such a young age, please let me live a little longer on this earth.
让我在世间多认识你一些，多读一些你的话语。
Let me know more about you and read more about your word.
也不知祷告了多久，我跑了五六家药房，终于开到了我的处方药。
I don't know how long I have prayed, but after I visited 5 to 6locations, I finally got my prescriptions.
当时我就一瞬间觉得，哇，不会吧，这么神奇。
That moment, I had a feeling, wow, how amazing it is.
你是在显神迹吗？
Did you just show me a miracle?
我的主，之后经过12天坚持不懈的祷告和努力，我慢慢好了起来。
After 12 days of continuous prayer, I was slowly recovering.
你感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
当我痊愈后，医生告诉我实情，因为我当时他医生讲，因为家庭医生讲，当时不想太让我害怕。
After I fully recovered, my doctor told me that he did not tell me the truth because he did not want me to panic.
现在除了吃香菜的时候味道有点像杀虫剂之外，没有任何的后遗症。
Now, except tasting cilantro like pesticides, there's no other symptoms.
感谢主让我好起来。
Thank the Lord for keeping me well.
事件二，怀孕生子。
Event number two, pregnant and giving birth.
因为一些原因，在我怀孕中晚期，其实我的保险出了一点问题。我面临着上一任保险与新任保险公司之间有一个时间差。
For some reason, in the second, third trimester, there was a hiccup in my insurance. There was going to be a time gap between my old and new insurance.
刚好这个时间差就靠近我的预产期。
And the time gap happened to be close to my due date.
在我多次与保险公司对接谈话无果的情况下，我又联系纽约州保医疗保险。对。
After several back and forth conversation with the insurance company, without any results, I contacted another insurance company in New York State.
在想尽办法后，还是无能为力。
With so many tryings, I still was not able to solve the problem.
只能期待宝宝可以在1月1日新保险生效后降生。
So I hope the baby will come after January 1st when a new insurance became effective.
这时我已经做好了准备。
At this moment, I was ready for it.
36周产检时被医生又告知宝宝没有转胎位过来。
In week 36, during the checkup, I was told by the OB-GYN that the fetal position is not ready for natural birth.
要在怀孕第37周至39周之间决定剖腹产还是借助外力把胎宝宝转过来。
So I needed to make a decision in between week 37 and week 39 that I would do C-section or have the aid of external intervention to correct the fetal position.
一波未平一波又起转胎位只有 50% 成功率如果不成功就要紧急剖腹产。
The problems really came in waves. It was only 50% success rate to correct the position. And if it failed, an immediate C-section was required.
在这种情况下保险没定不想折腾自己又重新又一轮陷入了犹豫不决。
Under this situation where the insurance is uncertain, I did not want to trouble myself, then another round of wavering began.
家里人也为我的事情祷告，我也开始向主祷告这件事情，求主怜悯，求主的带领。
My family started to pray for me, and I also pray to the Lord for His mercy and leading.
一周一周的过去，有一天和刚生完宝宝的朋友聊天，无意中聊到保险的事情。
Time went by one day when I was talking to a friend who had a newborn.We came across the topic of insurance and found out my friend had the same situation.
竟然发现他也有同样的问题，在他的帮助下，我成功转到了Flushing Hospital.
With her help, I was able to transfer to the Flushing Hospital.
这家医院可以接受像我这样的保险。
You will accept my insurance.
主啊，你真是在保守我，真的是虔诚的祷告被您聆听到。
Oh Lord, you truly looked after me and heard my devout prayers.
事情再一次有了转机。
Things came to another turnaround.
一周一周的过去，我的祷告得到了应许。
Week after week, my prayer was answered.
在38周产检时，我决定剖腹产。
During the 38th week checkup, I decided to do C-section.
那时觉得一个声音在对我说，放心吧，不要焦虑了，一切都安排好了。
That moment, I felt a voice came to me telling me not to worry about anything and everything is rearranged and ready.
12月27日宝宝迫不及待地出生了。在主把一切为我安排好后我的宝宝 J 了降生了。
On December 27th, after the Lord had prepared everything for me, the baby was born. Jayla was born.
回想一下如果没有天上主的安排怎么可能这么顺利地度过一切找到正确的医院接收我。
Thinking back, if there was no God who arranged everything, how could I get through all these smoothly, finding the right hospital to receive me?
我内心更坚定，而且我觉得这不是巧合，这真的是有主在上天保守我。
I was more assured that this was not coincident, but truly the Lord was protecting me.
经过大大小小很多事情后，我知道这不是一个人的幸运或者能力可以办到的。
After so many things, big or small, I know it's not anyone's good luck or ability that could make it happen.
而是主在背后保守着他所拣选的儿女。
But Lord, who is behind us and protect us, his chosen sons and daughters.
所以我要受尽归为主的名下，跟随他走为他为我选择的属天的道路。
Therefore, I want to baptize into the name of the Lord and follow the heavenly path he has chosen for me.
感谢主，我也在这里谢谢 大家听我的分享。
Thank you, Lord.
然后
also for everyone who listens.
那最后的时候，我要谢谢一直为我带领我祷告这件事情的所有人，也谢谢翁弟兄家的 Chris 姐妹一直有在引导我。
And also, I want to thank those who have been praying for me, especially Sister Chris, who has helped lead me.
也谢谢黄伯伯还有所有今天的所有人来帮我把这件事情凑成。
And also thank Brother Juan and also everyone else who make this happen.
也谢谢所有人，海滨叔叔和海滨阿姨，也有一直在我信主的道路上一直在帮助我，然后爸爸妈妈也有一直在教导我。我终于回到主的名下了，我很开心。
And also want to thank Brother Haibing and his family, and also to everyone that finally I can get baptized into his name.
感谢赞美主。
Thank you, praise the Lord.
Next, we'll have Brother Gabriel Lin.
Hi everyone. My name is Gabriel. As a young boy, I grew up going to church with my parents, and I attended Sunday school with them. And as a child, I knew a lot of Bible stories and a lot of Bible characters, but I never really understood what the meaning of the stories were. And as I grew older, my parents told me more and more about the Lord and Jesus. However, I didn't accept Christ as my Savior until October 17, 2019, when I was 10 years old. One of the verses my parents first gave me was Romans 3:23, which says, "All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." I realized that everyone, including myself and even the greatest people in the Bible, have sinned. And it was one of the verses that touched my heart. Another verse my parents shared with me was Romans 5:8. "But God demonstrates his own love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." While I didn't experience any immediate changes in my life after I accepted Christ, I can look back now and say that I have changed. I've recognized the importance of prayer because it gives me peace and allows me to communicate with God. Also, I'm continually learning to obey my parents because it helps me to obey God and it pleases him. Because I accepted Christ, I know that I have eternal life, and through Jesus' blood. And I want to share a verse. It's 1 John 5:11-12. "And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life." Today, I'm going to get baptized because I want to take the first step of faith. Jesus is not only my Savior, but he's my Lord. I want to follow him and no longer live for myself. Through the indwelling Holy Spirit, may Christ live out his life in me.
Next, we will have Dan Haoqian.
Hey, everyone. Hey everyone, I'm Simon. 在我生命的道路里，我最有体会的是神的预备。
In the path of my life, the best understanding is God's provision.
在我小的时候，我只是一个非常普通的孩子。
When I was little, I was just an ordinary kid.
但在成长的每一个关键路口，神都用他的智慧。
But at each critical intersection as I grow up,God has always used his wisdom.
而非仅仅依靠我个人或是我家庭的智慧做出决定。
Not to rely on my own or my family's wisdom to make decisions.
相信神，依赖神就是最好的道路，最好的选择。
Trusting God and relying on him is the best way and greatest choice.
在上小学的时候
at elementary school age,
我对于未来的升学方向并没有什么规划。
I did not have a plan for the future of my school education.
但是当时神为我开辟了一条独特的道路。
But God has opened up a unique way for me.
本地的教学机构开设了一个免费的数学竞赛班。
There was a math competition class that the local educational institute offered to the public for free.
感谢神，当时的考试我通过了。
Thank the Lord, I passed the test.
数学的学习为我的将来打下了坚实的基础。
The study in the math had laid a solid foundation for my future.
让我能够在那时就理解理工科各个行业。
So that I was able to understand different industries related to science and engineering.
在中学阶段，也感谢神，那个教学机构同时开设初中招生考试的培训。
During junior high, thank the Lord that the same institute also offered the training for middle school entrance test.
在那样的培训里，我进入了本市最好的初中。
Through the training, I was able to attend the best middle school in my city.
之后也进入了这所初中的高中。
After that, I was able to make it to the high school division of the same school.
并从高中本部转到了国际部。
And later on, transferred to the high school international sector.
感谢神，在每一个角落都为我预备了极好的出路。
Thank the Lord, He prepared the wonderful exit for me around every corner.
他永远在我们的人生中。
He forever lives in our life.
从我们的人生中提取出最好的部分。
And from our life, he picks the best part of it.
并为我们准备未来的道路。
And also prepare the road into the future.
主为我们预备了所有的路。
Lord has prepared all the ways for us.
不仅仅是主内的我们，也有主外的我们。
Not only within the Christ, but also those who are seeking.
我们追逐神不仅仅是因为我们相信神。
We seek the Lord not only because we trust in Him,
也是因为神为每一个人都预备了道路,
but also because He prepared for everyone the path.
在神的爱中,
in God's love,
我们每一个人都应该回归到他之中,
every one of us should return back to Him.
相信神, 依赖神, 就是每一个基督徒的人生。
Trusting God and relying on Him, that's the life of every Christian.
Thank you.
Joseph?
Mariah is going to speak.
Yeah, but I'm watching the shift of time.
Hello, my name is Joseph Liu. I don't recall when I first believed in Jesus, but it was sometimes in elementary school. I would always go to church on Fridays and Sundays and actively participate in class. I remember that I would go to church mainly to see my friends that I normally couldn't see at school. During elementary school, when the teacher asked us if we believed in Jesus, I would always raise my hand, but deep down, I would question myself if I truly believed in Him. I put off baptism because I didn't believe that I was truly ready for it. I wasn't sure if I believed in God. I also had a bad mindset that there would always be next year, and I would keep on saying to myself, resulting in procrastination. In addition, during middle school, COVID happened, resulting in everyone going online. During this year and a half, my relationship with the Lord was at a stagnant stage, and I relapsed to my old sinful ways. I stopped reading my Bible and only prayed to the Lord at mealtimes when I had to. Ultimately, I was not living as a Christian. At this time, I really didn't know if God existed, because there are many things in the world that I thought couldn't be explained by the Bible. I would sometimes have conversations with my dad and ask him to explain how the Bible and the world related to each other. He would always respond with a good answer, but sometimes it would never fully answer my question. He would also ask some questions along the lines of, do you really believe in the Lord Jesus? And if you do believe in Him, what prevents you from being baptized? Recently, when we came back in person, I felt like my relationship with the Lord deepened. I started praying at night and asking God to show me signs of His existence, and through the weeks, He showed me proof of His existence. I remember that I had the AP Chinese test, and even though my Chinese is decent, The questions we did in class from the previous test made me doubt my abilities. However, I decided to pray to him and ask him what I should do. And the Lord showed me the way through this obstacle. I went into the test stressed and full of self-doubt. But before the test began, I quickly prayed to God and took the test. Miraculously, many of the test questions were easier than the review questions from the test from last year. God was able to show me his existence through this test and trial. In addition, a couple of weeks ago, there's the Easter baptism, and many of my peers and classmates got baptized. And I wondered to myself why I wasn't baptized yet, if I already believed in God. I don't recall when I heard a calling to be baptized, but I remember one time at night, I prayed to God to ask him what my next steps in my Christian journey were. He told me to be baptized. One example I remember from class is Acts 8, where it talks about the Ethiopian man. Even though he had only recently heard about the gospel, he was immediately baptized by Philip. Furthermore, Mark 16:16 says, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. This verse really opened my eyes. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. These scriptures showed me I must believe and also be baptized as my next step in my Christian journey. Today, I want to say to everyone that I am the Lord's and I want to follow him. Thank you.
Next, we'll have Teo Liu.
Hello, my name is Tia Liu. I'm in sixth grade. I grew up in a Christian family. Over these years, I've been getting to know God and getting closer to him. In third grade, I understood I was a sinner and I believed Jesus is my savior. Beside my family and HCA, another thing that helped me my spiritual growth was a summer camp called CCC Camp. Today, I want to take another step in growing my relationship with God by getting baptized. I have two testimonies I want to share. The first one happened in 2015. My mom, my two sisters, and I got in a car accident. The car lost control and slid, blocking both lanes. My mom hit the car, and the car slid across the road. But God's grace kept us safe in our car. Our car did not move far from the place we had the crash. Everyone was safe. My mom only got a small burn on her finger because of the airbags deploying. Our car was total, but God kept us safe. When I look back at this accident, I see how dangerous this crash could have without God's grace. My second testimony is more recent. I was sitting in the front passenger seat when a large rock caught air and smashed the windshield. The rock did not penetrate since it hit the corner of the windshield. It only left a crack. But if the car was slower, the rock would have hit the windshield in the middle area and might have gone through the windshield and hit me. God was merciful to me and my family again and protected us. I've come to realize how short life is on earth, but I should not live for the world, but remember to live for eternity in heaven. I must use this time on earth to know God and trust and obey in him and learn and trust and obey him in everything. By being baptized today, I'm publicly declaring that Jesus is my savior and my king.
Amen to all the sharings. Next, we'll have the baptism.父神们，感谢你的恩典，在这下午的时间，为这五位弟兄姊妹他们的见证，我们将颂赞荣耀荣归给你。我在今天我们的地上，我们在这里为他们欢喜，在天上天主天君也要欢喜跳跃。主，我们感谢你在创世界以前拣选了我们的姊妹萧赫，感谢主，我们从他的见证看见你是何等一位奇妙的主。在茫茫人海中，你能够在我们的姊妹身上做这奇妙的工作，我们将颂赞荣耀都归于你。主啊，我们感谢你今天在基督里
就是一个新造的人，就是已过，一切都成了新的。我们今天受洗归入耶稣基督的人，是受洗归入他的死，与他一同埋葬。那我们有基督，像基督在父的荣耀中死与复活一样，一举一动有新生的样式。就把我们的姊妹这样仰望在主的手中，愿你父的慈爱、基督的恩典、圣灵的交通，天天与我们的姊妹同在，让他尽心、尽心、尽意、尽力爱主我们的神。在这关系背后的世代，做那圣洁无瑕疵的儿女，将你生命之道彰显出来。主啊，我们信主耶稣，我们和我们的全家就必得救。主，把我们的姊妹她一家仰望在主的手中，我们感谢主，他是小弟兄的一家全家的得救，将感谢赞美献给主，也将他的先生仰望在主的手中。愿你的慈爱、国度的潜能、临到和显真。主啊，我们为今天他所做的见证，我们感谢主。愿我们的姊妹不但是做一个得救的人，更做一个得胜的基督徒；不但做一个信主的人，更做一个愿意将自己奉献给主的门徒。愿你的旨意在我们姊妹身上丰丰满满的成就，一生一世的时间，打该打的仗，跑该跑的路，将所信的道持守，直到你来的日子，丰盛的冠为他的存留，颂赞荣耀都归给主。祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。弟兄姊妹，我们弟兄们奉耶稣基督的名为你施浸，将你进入圣父、圣子、圣灵的名里，阿门。
Lord, we do come to you today and rejoice in the testimony of our dear brother. Lord, we agree with him that there is no good thing in us. But Lord, praise you that you have put something great in us, the life of Christ. You have made provision, and we say thank you. And Lord, we thank you for the declaration of our brother, and we do rejoice with him and all the host of heaven. And we thank you for leading him to take this next step of faith, to continue to walk with you moment by moment, day by day. Lord, may you continue to be glorified throughout the life of our dear brother as he walks with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Brother Gabriel, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Next, we'll have 张浩天。父神，感谢你的恩典，感谢你在张浩天弟兄身上你所做的工作。是的，我们感谢你将那世人智慧启示的灵赏给他，让他人知道所有他一生的道路都滴满了自由，这里为他所预备的。主啊，我们感谢你给他这样的信心，单单纯纯的来跟随主。主啊，我们把他前面的道路仰望在主的手中，感谢主给他这样的信心。今天在世上的时间，我们今天不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。我们就求你来祝福我们的弟兄，将来一生一世的时间走在这条属天的道路上，每天跟你之间有一个亲密的交通，借着读经祷告交通，借着聚会，让我们的弟兄在基督里更多的长进。我们感谢你，今天我们不再是外人，不再是客人，这里圣徒同国是神家里的人， 是有君尊的基督圣洁的国度属神的子民，就将这样我们的弟兄仰望在主的手里，主啊，我们把他的一家都仰望主，主啊，我们感谢你让他有这样的信心来仰望神，愿一家都蒙你的祝福，都能够蒙恩得救，主啊，愿我们的弟兄他前面的道路他能够每天每时每刻尽心尽心尽意尽力的爱主，而且他有一个心智愿意来跟随主走这属天的道路，在这弯曲变的世代里头，主啊，你拣选我们的弟兄为你做那美好的见证，我们也把他仰望在主的手中，你在神的家中兴起我们的弟兄来为你做福音的见证，在他的亲属家人同学同事邻舍朋友当中成为那美好的见证，主啊，愿你的恩典怜悯参与我们的弟兄同在，颂赞荣耀都归给主，祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。荣耀天弟兄，我们弟兄们奉耶稣基督的名替你施浸进入圣父圣子圣灵的名里，阿们。
Lord, how thankful we are that you've watched our brother grow up. Thank you for his declaration today, Lord, that nothing hinders him from you. Lord, thank you that he desired to take that step. He desired to profess to this world that he wants to be identified with Christ, separate from this world. Lord, we do rejoice with our brother. And Lord, may we all, through his testimony, may your church be strengthened to continue to walk forward in faith, to take that next step. Lord, as you are building your church, may you be glorified. We commit our brother into your faithful hand. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Joseph, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
We'll have children.
Lord, how joyous occasion this is today to come together to witness his baptism and to witness our brother Tio and his testimony. Now you do protect us, you do guide us, you have created us for your purpose. And Lord, we thank you. You have opened the eyes of our brother to see how you are protecting, how you are guiding, and how you desire to lead him every step. And we thank you for this day where he stood up and testified. He wants to belong to Jesus and testify to the world that he belongs to Jesus, and to walk in faith and obedience to you. Lord, thank you. We commit our brother and his into your hand, and Lord, we look forward to how you will continue to use for your life to flow through and to strengthen your church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Brother Tio, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Now let's open the time for open prayers.
Brothers and sisters who openly testify for your salvation. We thank you that you have removed all the hindrance. So now they are ready to do the baptism to testify they belong to you. So we are so thankful that there is nothing can separate us from your God. So we pray for them going forward. They will know you more. They will continue to seek you. Their understanding of you will increase every day, and their love for you will also increase as they go along with you. Thank you for their testimony, and we thank you for all those who have been praying for them. Lord, may your testimony will be an encouragement to all of us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, thank you again for letting us see truly how you have loved each one of us. For those that have humbled ourselves and got baptized into your name, Lord, we also pray that your love may also be seen by those who are still seeking, Lord. And for those ears that hear and those eyes that see, Lord, may you also touch their hearts as well.
And through this, these testimonies that our brothers and sisters just shared, Lord, may you also speak to themselves in their lives in the future as well, Lord. May you continue to lead them and then be truly become a good vessel for them to be used by you as well, Lord. And we also want to give again the thanks to you for you have called every single one of us here today, and also call every single one of us who are able to witness as well, Lord. Just give you all the praises. I pray all these in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, now we'll have the laying on hands. That's out. The sister and brothers all stand up, and we'll come to the front.
今天我们何等感谢你的恩典，今天是一个喜乐的日子，是一个荣耀的日子。主啊，我们看见有为弟兄姐妹受尽归入你的名，主，他们不仅与你的死、与你的埋葬、与你的复活联合，主啊，他们要进入了你的身体，主啊，在教会里面成为教会你身上的肢体，主啊，因为你的身体。里面就带来了丰富，我们借着按手，主求你把恩赐来赏给他们，主把爱赏给他们，主他们能够爱你，主啊能够来彼此相爱，主啊能够把爱带到这个世界上来，主啊我们也感谢你，他们这五位都这么年轻。 主啊，愿意他们在主里面长大，以后可以在教会里面做柱石，主啊，可以在教会里面为你做荣耀的见证，主啊，来宣扬，征召他们出黑暗、入奇妙光明者的美德。我们就把五位亲爱的弟兄姐妹仰望在恩主的手中，愿你在他们身上得着荣耀，愿你使用他们，借着他们，主啊，在这个弯曲悖谬的时代，如同明光照耀。 将生命的道表明出来，主啊，你多多的赐给他们属灵的恩赐，也用这恩赐来建造教会，把一些感谢赞美荣耀都归于爱我们的主。祷告奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。
Jesus, we want to thank you, praise you, one and wonderful God. Thank us, you give us eternal life, you give yourself, you dwell in each one of us.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, and we thank you that today is a wonderful day, a joyful and happy day.
Yes.
As my brother and sister, they can declare that you are their God, and
right.
You are their life. They want to honor you with their life, and they're going to follow you and serve you with their life.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. And your grace is sufficient, and
Amen.
Ask you to bless them and to guide them every day of their life.
Yes.
And every step they take, they can increase before you.
Amen.
And they can serve you and faithfully, and they follow you closely.
Yes.
And they can love you and with all their heart. And we thank you, Lord, and we can be together, be the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we can really fight good fights, and we can run a good race all together. And thank you, Lord. We just give that all into your gracious hand. And we can really follow you and be faithful to you until we see your